We are learning Maseches Shkolim Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top. So this Afal Pi, starting from the Afal Pi, it's a new thing, Fida Tikkun Chatan, and it's going on Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon said, the Shvuah is Takana. That means really, when the Shliach loses the Shekel before Nitra Tuma, the Bnei Yir got to send another Shekel no matter what. Because they have to send another Shekel, there's no hold of girl mom, the guy's not chayiv to pay, make a Shvuah even. You make a Shvuah is Takana. Let's say the guy says, you know, I don't need I have to pay anyway. Don't make a shvuah. Do me a favor. Don't make a shvuah. Too bad. Still make a shvuah. Afal pi shekiblu mnei yir l'shalim, they say I'm going to pay an extra shekel. Don't make a shvuah. Ain't a heck to judge by a shvuah. L'maisa, it doesn't work without a shvuah. You got to make a shvuah because we want everyone to make sure that they're careful with the kachim, and therefore they have to make a shvuah. Even though you're meichel, they have to make a shvuah. Zok the gemara b'ayta a new case, and this is a very serious digger shaila in all shkolim. Hifrish shikloi va'avad. If someone loses a shekel, he's mafresh a shekel, he says, this is my mafresh a shekel, he puts it on the side, the next morning he wakes up, it's gone. What's halach? Is he yoytz mafresh a shekel or not? Rabbi Yechonon amar chayev achar yusi yashiv mishen the gizbar. You're chayev till it reaches the gizbar. You're saying the Mishnah? The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. What?
To the gizbar, they lost it.
The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. Well, so Rabbi Yechonon says, chayev achar yusi yashiv mishen the gizbar, which means like this. You have to understand the oymer kadava. If you have Yechonon, when you mafresh a shekel and you say, this is hektish, you're not here to the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah goal, part of mitzvah is two parts of mitzvah. You have to mafresh it and then get it to the gizbar. That's what Yechonon holds. He says, oh, that's a chayev achar yusi. Shulakos says, no, oymer, hektish shul shagavaya. B'chamakam shu. I said it's hektish, now it's hektish's problem, it's not my problem. So that's what Yechonon shlakos. The Gemara, masnita pligar shlakos. The Mishnah, our Mishnah argues on Shlokish. Why? Because it says, Shbam of Neir, Bnei Yir is Shekel Tachtayim. It says, you swear to Bnei Yir, that's even a new Shekel. It's the first Mishnah, like our Shlokish. And fit the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Loi Oidi will use the Goyin's Girsa. The Goyin's Girsa is Oidi Mishim Tekana. So the Goyin, Vach Prusha, Kehechid Le'el the Shuas Ashliach Mishim Tekana, Hokla Misham and the Bnei Yir. That's what I hear, Mishim Tekana. Kedeshia Bailim Nizar Mishim Rasam, reading the Goyin's Agra. And for the Gemara, for the Goyin's Agra, that it's Mishim Shuas Tekana. Not the word Shuah, it's Mishim Tekana. Just like by Shua, you make a Shua Zakana, that he has to pay off, he's a Chari, is only the Rabban de Gadin, that you should be careful with your Shekel. Avada for your Shlokish, you are Yoitzi, a Mitzvah, Machta Shekel, when you make a Hekdish. Aye, our Mishnah says you have to replace it. Nah, it's not Shver, go on the Rabban de Gadin of Takana. So, the Gemara, last Gemara for the Mishnah. The Gemara says over here, what do you do when you find, what did the Mishnah say? If you find the coin, you can't put it as a credit for next year. They both go to the Beis Hamikdash. What do you do with these two coins? Tani, Harishonim Neiflim L'Tiklin Charatin. The first one goes to Tiklin Charatin. Vashniim Neiflim Tiklin Atikin. Go to the Tiklin Atikin box, which is the box that does not go to the Karbanas. The box that the people give late, that goes to the repairs of Yerushalayim and other things like that. We'll see in the Mishnayos later on. So it says the Rishonim go to Chatan and the Shniim go to Tiklan Tikkun. What's the Rishonim? What's the Achrayim? So it's Machlokes. Eilu Rishonim Eilu Shniim. Rav Pinchas Bar Chia Rav Ava Bar Mori Chad Oma Eilu Sheshalchu Bnei Yir Tchila. The ones that they sent first and they got lost, that's called the Rishonim. V'Charona Omar and the other man the Yama says Eilu Shegilu DeGizbar Tchila. The Rishonim is when they got to the Gizbar Tchila. That's when it goes to Tiklan Tikkun. Now, I'm kind of Gemara. Like what's first? Now, this Gemara got bothered me. I didn't find anyone who speaks about this. Just a bunch of the practical. What happens when you give the thing to the gizbar? It goes into the box. How are you finding this coin now to put into the hatika now? We're having the two coins. Yeah, the two shekel got it. Like when you find it, you found it. You must have found it before the mitzvah truma. I guess it has to be. You have to find it before they made the truma because after the truma ready, it's too late. It's ready in the tiklin haratim box. We say it's which one it goes to. It must be they found it before and they hadn't put it into the boxes yet. That's what it has to be. And so chalikas, which one will be put where? It means like it reached the gizbar. The gizbar had it on the side still. The guy lost it. Then they found a lost one and they have two in front of them. Oh, this one here, this one there. But let's say they put it already into the box and they found it Shavuos time. It's too late. They already did it. It's already in the tikkun chalat for a month, for 2 months. So I can follow. What? Shogem Meir is when they sent first.
Sent to where?
No. Shalchu Meir means they sent it with a shliach and got lost. The case was that it got lost, and then they found another one. Yeah, they sent it to them. Oh, the Gizbet Chilim is the second one. So Shalchu, which one's which? So you might shout out how to work it out, but that's Machlaikas over here. Which one goes first? If anyone sees it, anyone speaks about it, let me know. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the next Mishnah. Hanoisen shikloi lechaveroi lishkol al yodot. Here's now this mishnah that we talk about the shailos of me'ilah. Me'ilah is unique that it's more than just the iser hana. You always have to mitzi the coin, whatever it is, the hekdesh, out of its reshus. That means even though you gain from it, there's not enough to be chayav me'ilah. You have to also be mitzi the hekdesh out of the reshus. That's the aside that we'll see through this mishnah and gemara. Hanoisen shikloi lechaveroi lishkol al yodot. You give a shekel to your friend to do it. He sent your friend, please pay my machta shekel. And the guy's on the way. He says he thinks of a great idea. He says, you know what? I'll save myself. You know, whatever the money is, I'll give his shekel. But shekel yideatzma, he gives it for himself, and he basically steals the guy's shekel. But remember, it belongs to Hekdesh right now already. He was already hooked-ish. He steals it and he uses it for himself. So in nitra tuma, once they take off a tuma ma'al, he already is over me'ila. Because now, first of all, he gained by using the Yenis Shekel, and the Gemara explains what he's gained. They're not going to go after him anymore, mashkin him from him anymore, they're not going to go after his mashkin. And number two is, once they made a truma, so they used this coin for kabanas. So he's ma'al. A similar case. HaShekel shikla him in a hektish. Let's just take something that's hektish. Someone put aside money for hektish. Nothing to do with HaMach Shekel, put him aside for hektish. I took that money, and I made it for my shekel. Hashekel shekel in my hektish. V'nitva truma v'karva behema. They were termed truma. They were makar behema. Ma'al. He's over me'ila. M'maisa sheni u'medmei shvius. Let's say you take maisa sheni money. A lot of times they transfer food into the maiser into the grains into money to be able to bring it to shlaim. And you took that money and you took it using a shekel, or medmei shvius, or money that was transferred from kedusha shvius onto money. Took that money and used it for the mach shekel. Yoichal kenegdon. You have to make a pidyon kenegdon. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Take another coin, you pay it back on the other coin. Then you can use this for shekel, even though you gave it already. You can still do this pidyon. That's our mishnah. So the first part of the mishnah, really the first two bavas in the mishnah, talking about someone who stole a shekel. Zok to Gemara, Hashoikol, Anan Tanina, Im Karva Behema. It says, it's going, when we learn the gears like we have here, it's going on the second case of the Mishnah. In the second case of the Mishnah, it says, Im Karva Behema Ma'al. But Tani Debe Rebbe, Im Nitra Tuma. It says, just by the Nitra Tuma alone is enough. So what's enough? Actually, the Mishnah, the Rashi says, Losh Nitra Tuma is the same, it says Ma'al. But the Gemara is not asking that kash. The Gemara is asking, because the Mefarshim Mishnah say that whatever says the second half of the Mishnah means the first half of the Mishnah also that it was Karva Behema. The question is, when does the shekel be considered that it's left or shus of the Hekdesh? So in our Mishnah says Karva Behema. Once they took that money and actually bought a Behema. So now the money is sitting by the vendor. But Tanei Bei Rabbi, Imrit Ma'atuma, once it's Ma'atuma already is Me'ila. That's already called Maitzi from the Shus. So what's pshat? So the Gemara, Mantana, Nitra Tuma, who's the man? The Yama, Nitra Tuma, we're skipping the parentheses, Mantana, Nitra Tuma, Rav Shimon, it's going to go to Rav Shimon. Tom Rav Shimon, Meyad Hoy Mekal Ma'isav, there's a big shayla, big machlokes, when you pay a vendor, do you pay him right away, or do you wait until you actually use his items and pay him then? What's the shayla? We're scared it's going to go bad, it's going to get ruined, and we don't want to have Hekdesh have a loss, so we don't pay him until we're done. But Rav Shimon says, no. He gave the money immediately. By Kahanim is reason name. And the Kahanim are reason and very careful not to let the wine or the flour get ruined. Or the behemoths get ruined. Akapanim, so according to Shimon, the minute you give the money, they buy something with the money and they don't worry about it. So therefore, if nitma tum already, it's enough. That's considered me'ila. Because right when they get the money, right when they term the money, they use it, they're running to the vendor and they buy something, and automatically there is a tzar, a shush from the money, not later on. Not dafka makarva behema. Because if you're the other man, you have to wait till makarva behema, then they pay the guy. Then you have a tzar, a shush. But here we're going to Rav Shimon, where they buy right away because they're not worried about anything getting ruined. The Kanim's using him. So to Gemara. Now, the Gemara is have a kasha. It's like a period here, two dots, new Gemara. The kasha, how could I take someone else's shekel? The Reish Lakish says, I take someone else's shekel. The luck is that it's me'ila. And it sounds like it works for me, but it's me'ila. Faith Gemara, how could it be? The kasha, ila going to lost shekel. Let's say a friend puts aside an oila, and I take it and shecht it. It goes for the friend, not for me. It's like stama for him. The shechtu stam, they shecht it stam. The kain doesn't know who he's shechting for. He's shechting stam. The luck is kasha. Here, so the gizma takes a chuma. He doesn't know who he's doing it for. He's doing it for whoever owns it, whoever really owns it. So you don't own it. The shachat stam, The guy, the Hekish really owns it, but the guy really gave it. He does it for. Just talking about Oila, the guy who really gave it, it goes for him. He also. I go to Vlas Shachavar, Shachavar, Stam, Stamma, Loyal Shem Balam, Shem Mechaparis. Isn't it Mechap the first Balam? So here also. What? Right away. When a guy gives it to him in the first case, the guy, when he makes it back to Shachavar, the Hekish is ready. Shachavar is what his responsibility was. What his responsibility is. But for sure, becomes Hekish right away. So it belongs Hekdesh. He made it Hekdesh. Now he gave it. The guy walked into the Gizbar and says, "No, it's for me." Okay, big deal. When they take off Chuma, take it for the real guy who gave it. It's like a Oila. So what's going on here? Rav Yudon, I'll tell you the case. The pasuk of Mesuyim. It's talking about a case where he knows exactly which coin it is and he gives it to the Gizbar. And at that minute, the Gizbar takes off Chuma and he sees him. He says, "Oh, I'm taking it for you." They made a deal. Him and the Gizbar say he wanted, for more reasons, that his coin should be the one taken for Chuma. And therefore, he knew exactly what was going on, and the Gizbar did it for him. We have this idea. Michelle Beis, Rabbi Gamil, Shem Eskavim, Medoich, Lasech HaKupa. The Rabbi Gamil, they obviously didn't steal it, but they did this idea with their Shkalim. They didn't stam send that shekel with a shliach. They went themselves, a Kvoid of Atzmai, to the base of Mikdash on the day of Mitzvah Chuma, and they threw it in, Bashas, the Gizbar was taken off Chuma. And the Gizbar said, "Okay, give it to me. I'm going to take it. I'm going to be part of the Chuma." See, he also did that. Therefore, it's clearly it's for him, and that is why it's a problem. And the Gemara is going to bring a raya to this. The Gemara is bringing a raya, a raya to this idea that this is what happened in our Mishnah. Because I'll tell you why. Because basically, you can ask a kasha, a chosh loimar, you can bring in a kasha, shema l'shirayim einayflim. Maybe every time, why is it meila? Maybe every time the whole Mishnah is meila. Who said they took your coin and used it for behema? Maybe it was in the shirayim, and the shirayim sits there the whole year and used it for end of the year for chaymis yishlayim. So what's going on there? So Stam, what the Mishnah talking about? Chosh loimar, shema l'shirayim einayflim. Chiyas meila b'shirayim. Is that called meila? Only Rav Meir, dasi chida holding that. Look, Rav Meir, dom Rav Meir, only meila b'shirayim. That there's Mi'ila by Shiraim. Only it says Das Yechida. So what's going on that there's Mi'ila over here? Elamai, what do you got to say? You have to say, it's talking about a case like Ram Gamil, where he threw it straight into the Tumor. So being a Rai, we had a Kasha, how can you go in for Elos Chosh Chavayra? If there's a Mesuyim, I'll be a Rai, it's Mesuyim. Because if not, the whole Mishnah makes no sense, because it's Shiraim here. So therefore, it has to be said this way anyway. Zotimar Avaita. Every Me'ila, besides the Meitzer Rishus, you have to have Hana. What's the Hana? So he spoke this out. Ma Nana, or Mashem Rabbanon, the Taman, said over Mashem Rabbanon, Taman, Mukher means in Bavel, Mekivon she Bezdin Ru'uyin Lamashkin, since Bezdin could take collateral from you, he's going to take your gold watch away, Vloy Mashkinoi, and he didn't take your watch, Kamishin, that's called the Hana. And then the second step is the Haitzah Mashashashash. It said in the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah, Maisa Shani, you can't take off a Maisa Shani shekel. You can't use Maisa Shani money for shkolim. How do we know that? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Ach b'charash yevukal Hashem abeimo layakdish isho yisoi." It says b'char, you can't be makdish of b'char. Why not? Because you kodesh english chalalov. See, also the Maisa Shani is kodesh ready. It can't be makdish anything on it. They can't use it for a shekel. So if he did it, what do you do? Ketzeru Isa, maybe sell a shachul, you bring a sell a shachul, and v'aymer, moyes, maise, sheini, v'chol mokum, sheheim, whatever it is, y'mechalol ma'sal zu, l'ebi v'chol, the seller, v'oiz the seller, nitel shei, maise, sheini, this seller become maise, sheini, v'ashar, nasu, shkolim. The rest of them is made as shkolim, as kosher as shkolim. Now you will transfer the kedushas maise, sheini, onto the seller.